Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
Remember Jar Jar Binks?
Missy called Jar Jar Binks. Missy, your humble servant.
The character from 1999's Star Wars The Phantom Menace sparked some fiery backlash right as the internet was really going mainstream. Some criticisms came in good faith. There were worries the character dealt in racist stereotypes. But some of the vitriol was just hateful. And it drove the actor who portrayed Jar Jar to the brink of despair. A new podcast, The Redemption of Jar Jar Binks, tells this story and what the story says about our own online culture and how it evolved. Host Dylan Marin joins us now. Hi, Dylan.
Hi, Celeste. Thanks so much for having me.
It's great to have you. And this podcast goes behind what was behind the controversy. I had forgotten, or maybe I never knew it was so virulent back in 1999. Here's a montage from the first episode of some of the comments.
JarJarMustDie.com.
I hate Jar Jar because he pretty much sums up everything that was wrong with episode one.
Jar Jar absolutely ruined the movie for
me. BurnInHellJarJar.com.
Please hurt him plenty.
If Jar Jar Binks were drowning, I would throw him a stone.
So that's a lot.
A lot.
What
a lot.
Made you want to talk about this?
Well, I had, you know, been studying internet culture and specifically internet animosity for so long. I spent quite a while making a show called Conversations with People Who Hate Me, where I called up people who had said negative or hateful things to me online. That eventually evolved where I started moderating conversations between strangers who got into their own digital spats. And so that kind of trained me to look closely at the way we speak to each other online, the way we hurt each other online. And I had always wanted to make an episode about Jar Jar Binks. I kind of envisioned it as me pairing up the actor who played Jar Jar Binks with someone who, you know, hated Jar Jar Binks. And the more I dug into it, the more I realized that there was actually so much more to this story. And I think it's a very significant story because I think it was one of the very first instances of this widespread digital animosity that we're so accustomed to today.
Your podcast really humanizes him, and it's not just the viewers of the movie that dehumanized him. He was dehumanized, literally.
Yeah, like structurally dehumanized. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, but let's meet him. Ahmed Best comes from an artistic family. He's a lead in the touring company of Stomp, a young black man. He gets spotted. Why was he chosen to portray Jar Jar?
Robin Gerland, the casting director of The Phantom Menace, she saw a performance of his when Stomp was on tour in San Francisco. And Ahmed was just really feeling himself.
Showboating is an understatement. Okay. Like, I was ocean liner.
Great.
I was show love boating. I was show Starship Enterprising. If I look back on it now, I'm so embarrassed.
So I think he was just giving this performance his all. And from what I understand, all that they knew about the character at the time was that he was like a salamander. So it was going to be this inhuman alien creature. And they just saw this wildly talented person who had this amazing physicality and was just oozing talent and charisma and charm. And they said, what if he's this comic sidekick character that we're building?
And he walked around in sort of pieces of a Jar Jar costume, but he walked through these scenes. You know, people think of Andy Serkis playing Gollum in the Lord of the Rings movies when they think of pioneering motion capture. But Ahmed Best did it years before, and he knew at the time, apparently, that he was pushing technology forward.
This is not just a new film technique, but it is an acting technique that's brand new, right? It's a collaborative technique that's brand new. It's programming software built on my genetic code.
Do you think that's part of Ahmed that gets lost?
The most sad part is, of course, the toll that this took on the young 20-something who was like in the middle of one of the internet's very first hate campaigns, but also it erased his contributions to the cinematic canon because he really was one of the pioneers. Now we know what motion capture is, right? We can see behind the scenes video of the latest Avatar movie and we're like, oh yeah, that's Kate Winslet. You know, that's Zoe Saldana. But like, Ahmed was truly helping to craft the tech as it was being invented. I really don't think he gets the credit that he deserves.
One of the things that seemed to have hurt him the most, though, was the fact that he was accused of betraying his own race.
Yeah, one of the most complicated elements of this story is that there were some film scholars, film critics, academics who saw in Jar Jar elements of a racial stereotype. And as Ahmed tells it, it quote-unquote got to his neighborhood.
When my neighborhood in Brooklyn started repeating the Uncle Tom sellout racial epithets, when that got to me, that's what broke me.
Yeah,
that was the hardest part about all of this, because all I've ever wanted to do was be black and excellent in this country.
I wonder how his experience is different or maybe the same to what happens to people now. And by that I mean, is it easier when we have social media and the pylons are both faster, more furious, and over often more quickly?
What a great question. I think that, you know, initially I had thought, oh my God, it would have been so much worse if this happened on Twitter today. But then a friend pointed out to me that it maybe would have been over faster today because Ahmed would have ostensibly been in the Twitter sphere, in the digital sphere, and been able to kind of speak up for himself. And I think people might have jumped in to defend him if that's the case. But overall, what you're getting at is something I very much see. I mean, when this all happened, Jar Jar Binks was this like funny novelty story, you know, like, oh, there's this character that was so hated. He became a punchline and he was a warning sign. He was the canary in the coal mine that was alerting us to what was going to happen to so many people. Like, the story of Jar Jar Binks is not this rare one-off occurrence. There's a new Jar Jar Binks every day. And that's really scary to me.
Scary, especially because not to be taken lightly, he nearly took his own life.
Yeah.
And Ahmed tells you in the podcast that George Lucas told him, be patient, you'll get your due in 20 years.
Well, you know, as Ahmed tells it, he did tell him, like, this is all going to change 20 years from now because the kids who love Jar Jar are going to grow up. But I don't think time is the only factor. On July 3rd of 2018, Ahmed basically came to the public square with this very viral tweet where he talked about his experience with Jar Jar Binks, specifically the backlash and what it drove him to. And that really sparked a change. You know, a ton of articles were written after this tweet. People started apologizing.
Jar Jar Binks is awesome.
You made a character that will live forever.
No actor deserves that kind of hate.
I think we need your story now more than ever.
We love you, Ahmed.
I'm sorry that we as a fandom let you down.
And, you know, it's like, where was this 20 years ago, right? My wish and my hope and I suppose what I'm working towards is to kind of close that gap, right? To not make it 20 years, ideally to make it happen immediately. But maybe it's the prayer that we all become a little more aware that our quote-unquote harmless words and opinions are actually not so harmless.
Dylan Marin is host of The Redemption of Jar Jar Binks, a new podcast that is still in the middle of its 6-episode run. Dylan, thank you so much.
Thank you so much, Celeste.